A woman has kept her kids home from school the last 3 days or so because she feels like they don't really do anything the last 3 days. They just clean the rooms and that kind of thing, sit around, and it's not worth it for them to go. So she's keeping them at home.
Do you make your kid go to school the last day of school? Do you make your kid go to school the last week of school? I don't make my kids go to school the last couple days of school. I don't see the point. Most of the teachers would rather you keep your kids home anyway, at least around here. My parents, they made us go to school every single day, all the way to the very last day of school every year. I have cleaned a lot of desks. That is what we did the last week of school when I was a kid. So what was the point of sending me to school on the last few days of school? But I'm not doing that with my kids. Stay home, baby. It's summertime. Time to go.
Now, that woman makes me want to take her and just shake her and rip her apart because I cannot stand the sentiment. I've always been school day's a school day, work day's a work day. If you're supposed to go to school, you go to school. You know that. You know how that is. In fact, there are schools now that I hear of who say to the kids, let us know when senior skip day is. That way we'll just make sure we don't plan anything. No, no.
Against it.
I'm against it. How many ways can I say I'm against it? Mm. And I am against this woman for wanting to keep her kids home from school. If they're supposed to clean desks, they're supposed to clean desks. Maybe it'll teach them a lesson. Here's how to clean a desk. Clean it. You know?
That'll come in handy.
Whatever. Well, you have to clean your desk, right? I mean, you have to do some work. You know, come on in.
But my understanding is, and it's been ages since I was in school, mm-hmm. and I don't have kids. Mm-hmm. But from what I've heard from all of our friends and neighbors, tests, everything that you have to have done is done 10 days in advance. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to do. The teachers said there's nothing for the kids to do. I don't know why the calendar is what it is. Some kids have end of grade tests in the public schools. But after that, they don't do anything.
Yeah, I don't know how many days it is that you're not. But that was the way it was when we were kids. I mean, when I had an exam, usually there were a few days left after the exam. And we'd sign annuals, we'd clap erasers, we'd clean out a desk, film strip, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we would see movies. We'd sometimes go on field trips, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, good teachers, I think, will make it a learning experience. You know, let's go outside. Let's do this, you know, plan some sort of lesson that doesn't have to be tested later on. Chris, you're talking about the last week of school and whether or not the kids should be forced to go. This one mom says, no, stay at home. Summer's already started. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I worked with the school system 21 years, and I was the lunchroom lady. And literally this week, it's field days. It's playtime. It's makeup. Because they had tests last week, so they're making up some of those kids. But then there's also summer school. So, yeah, this week is just, like you said, the calendar's wasted on these last 4 days. Because literally, they get out of school early Thursday. Richmond County, they dismiss at 12:30 Thursday.
You know, they really should change the calendar. They should just make it where everything's done.
Or like change the scheduling or something.
Change the scheduling. I would say everything finishes like the next to last day of school, and then the last day you can do a makeup if there's something to make up, and that's it. And then you have one day where you can go and clean out your desk or whatever.
Or watch a movie or whatever.
Watch a movie. Help the teachers take down their bulletin boards, that kind of thing. Here's my point. School day. You know, when you're scheduled to go to school, you go to school. Biggie, weigh in.
This may surprise you.
Yep.
And as a man who skipped school
yes.
as much as possible.
Yes.
I totally agree with you. I don't like this lady.
I don't either.
I think she sounds pompous.
Yes.
And she is probably right. And I agree with you. This something probably needs to be done more with the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it sets a bad example for the kids. My parents sent me no matter what. I skipped school on my own. Of course, they were pissed when they found out. But to me, when you're leading it, when you're the one saying,
right.
hey, you know, these last 3 days are a waste. I'm not sending you. It sets a bad example to the kid.
Exactly. It means, you know, when you go, they make up what you're supposed to. You're supposed to be there. You're supposed to be there whatever X amount of days. This is a school day. You go to school. What they have planned is their business, but you go to school. Eddie, you're talking about the last week of school. Go ahead.
Yeah, you'll notice in that clip that lady said, my kid, singular.
Mm.
If you've got multiple kids, you're going to in as many days as possible.
You want them gone. Get them out there. A lot of parents are like that, too. It's like, I don't want summer to start before it starts. Just go to school. Yeah, at the end, she was like, yeah, baby, summer has started. Well, that's not her call. It's the call of the school district And
yeah, she needs to take that up with the school district and go start. And I agree. I'm sure the calendar is messed up because they do have the end of grade testing, which is state mandated, probably like 2 or 3 weeks before the end of school.
Is it that long? Is it that?
Yeah.
Is it
the high school junior across the street from us has been out. He's been done with schoolwork for 10 days.
Yeah.
So when you take the end of grade test and there's literally and there's literally 10 days left. So what do they do those last 10 days? Certainly it's not all 10 where you just sit around. I mean, I can see the last 2 or 3.
I don't think there's anything.
There's not much because I think the whole point is to get to that end of grade testing.
Well, they should have the end of grade testing with about 3 days left and the redo the other 3 days if you miss it. You know, then you've got 2 or 3 days to pick. That way there's not.
Yeah, because I have a friend who's a teacher and she was, you know, she did the end of grade testing with her because I think it was 2 weeks ago.
But then you'll get notes from parents saying, look, our family vacation is such and such. We're going to Disney. We're going to the coast. We're going to the Grand Canyon. We're going here and there.
Why would you schedule that? Not when they're
after the end of grade test. That's when they schedule these things because that's when they know the dates going in. Right.
I think that's poor parenting. I mean,
yeah, I mean,
it's my poor parenting. I think it's smart.
It's poor. It's horrible. It's horrible. School lasts from X date to X date. You have a whole 3 months to then plan your Grand Canyon trip when they are not in school.
My parents never planned a summer vacation when school was there. I mean, they knew they got the calendar and they said, all right, here's the last week of school. Here's when we're going to do this.
But exactly. I think everything has changed since we were in school, I think.
Because parents like this are like, I'm just going to do it my way and
And the state has changed the rules too. The state has changed their calendars. It's not just the parents saying, I'm not doing anything.
Well, in what ways has the change, you mean the integrated testing has changed?
And, when finals are, like AP finals are in mid-May, late May.
I feel like we had our final stuff and our AP stuff with about 3 days to go. It wasn't, 2 weeks. I mean, if that's the case, then if I were the schools, I would wait and do it with 3 days to go. And then you just have a few days left over. If you have somebody that's missed the test, you have 3 days to take it and that's it. But I don't either. I think Biggie's right. I think it sets a bad example, especially for little kids, to say, oh, you don't have to do this. You know, isn't school in? It is, but we're not making you go. Eric, you're talking about the last few days of school and this woman who is flaunting the calendar. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the last week of school for most of the high schools in the area also is teacher-made exams after state exam, and those are done before graduation. So there's not a lot of downtime. There may be downtime in the elementary schools, but there's not a whole lot in the high schools.
So you're saying that they take the end of grade testing, which is a state thing, and then the teachers do their own exams after that?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, in that case, I mean, you have to go to those, right?
Yeah, well, unless you exempt out. I mean, unless you have an A average and you don't have so many absences, B average and only so many absences, then you're able to exempt from those.
Okay.
But it's not all, I mean, at lower grades, yeah, probably some field days and some of that stuff. And at a high school level, it's a little different.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, it's too bad if you're wasting like 2 weeks. That would be, I mean, that does seem ridiculous, you know, if you're just sitting there for 2 weeks. We have David on the line who is a teacher and can speak to this. David, your thoughts on this mom who doesn't make her kids go to school the last couple of weeks or a couple of days of school. Go ahead.
Actually, I'm not a teacher. I'm a classified worker, but the report cards for Randolph County were due yesterday to be turned in yesterday. So all the teachers had to have their stuff in yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We still have another week of school. They don't get out of school until June 10th.
Why do you think that is? Why do they do it that way?
Well, I think it's poor planning. It actually comes down to the state. You know, the state requires so many days. Everything has to be in a certain time because they leave a leeway for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't want to run up against and be like, oh my God, we have to have our report cards in tomorrow.
Right.
Mm. So yeah, they're always going to leave themselves a leeway.
So do you agree with this woman who basically says, well, I'm not going to send them just to sit around? Because my mind is, well, it's still a school day. You have to go. I don't care what they do. Go ahead.
It's not whether you agree or disagree. It's just some parents have the choice to stay home with their kids. Other people send kids to school because it's daycare.
Mm,
they have to have somewhere for their kids to go.
Right.
So That's true. They don't really have a choice.
Right.
It's a flawed system, but there's not a better one.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it. It seems like you could do the calendar better. You know, it seems like you could have the last thing, the report card due 2 days before school ends, and the last 2 days you have field day or whatever, and that's it. I still don't like it. I'm against it. I'm against a woman not saying you have to go to school. You know, sometimes there are days even in your job where it's like, well, not much is going on around there. You still go in. You know, you have to, or you have to take a sick day or a vacation day or whatever. The other question is, this is a good one for Biggie too, because Biggie is a gambler. Now, this is controversial as well. There's a guy who went to a Philadelphia track meet. It was some sort of a nationals, and a gold medal winner for the U.S. team, you probably heard of her, Gabby Thomas, was at the track meet.
Oh, she's a rock star.
She's won 3 gold medals. Okay, so she's been an Olympic athlete. Yes, exactly. One of the best runners. Well, this guy bet against her. He bet on a different...
bet against
he
Gabby?
He bet against her, and she lost. She finished 4th. He won. He won. He put up $1,000 that she would lose, and he won like $800 on it. So when they were lining up in the starting gate, he heckled her. He started like yelling at her that she's a choke artist and that kind of thing. Somebody recorded it here.
That's right, Gabby. Come on, Gabby. Don't choke Gabby like you did yesterday, Gabby. Gabby, yeah. You a choke artist. You're going down, Gabby. You're going down, Gabby. You're going down, Gabby. Come on, Melissa. Melissa got married this year. Got a black husband. Gabby got a white guy.
That's right.
Why you got to bring race into it?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that was unneeded.
That last part did seem unnecessary, but he's screaming at her. She could very easily hear him. And afterwards, she went back to him after the race was over. She finished 4th. And she went back to him and was like, what gives, you know? Well, he went online and said, I bet $1,000 on the other runner, Melissa, whoever that was, to beat Gabby Thomas. And she did. He's like, I want $800. And then he said, what's the difference in this and waving my arms behind or in front of a free throw shooter shooting free throws at an NBA basketball game? And I don't know that there is any difference. Or guys who run their mouth to the NBA players, you know, by saying stuff like that. Why why can I do it at an NBA or an NHL game, but I can't do it?
I've never been to a track meet. I don't know what the decorum is there. I mean, every sport has its own sort of unwritten rules, like for golf, for tennis, football, basketball, very different. Baseball is very different.
Yeah. Seemed out of place at a track event.
Yeah.
But they're all cheering. I mean, it's not like you have to be deathly quiet like you are on a golf course. They're all cheering for her, and then he's screaming against her. But she didn't like it, and she says, by the way, that he follows her all over the place and does this. Like, it's not the first time. She gets, she keeps getting.
I'm sure she hears heckling all the time.
No. Apparently, that is not heard in track, and he does it, and he's the one betting against her and starts. Well, you heard what he yelled at her about her husband and that kind of thing, and so she was really upset about it. And so now a lot of people are saying you're reprehensible. You should not be doing that. I can't decide. I can't decide if it's because I don't know track. You know, I don't know what the etiquette is. I've been to a few track meets when
your daughter's a runner.
It's just cheering for. I mean, it's heavy, but it's loud. I mean, it's loud cheering for. But in that arena, it seems like you could heckle if you want to. You know, which is what he did. Mm-hmm. So what do you think? Is this guy legit? Is it okay that he heckled, or is it not okay that he heckled?
Gabby, I think it's okay to yell.
Yeah, yes. I think it's okay. I mean, I think it's weird that he follows her around, obviously. Yeah,
he does.
But it is a sport, and it's just not heard of in track and field, but I don't see anything wrong with it.
I saw a thing last night. My wife and I were, I think we're in the minority on this. There's a guy who likes to go to a park in Houston and play his bagpipes.
Mm.
And a Karen went up to him. I mean, I say the word Karen.
Look at you.
I hate to use it. I hate to even use the word Karen because, you know, I have good friends who are named Karen. I mean, I haven't seen him in a long time, but still.
But they know.
Exactly. And what happened was the woman went up to him, older woman, and said, stop playing your bagpipes. And
in public?
She hates the bagpipe music. In a park. She was walking in a park.
She said, I had no right to play here in the in this public park. She said, I'm going to call my husband. He's a federal judge. And he's going to make you stop.
Now,
I doubt it.
Her husband is a federal judge. He could not legally make the man stop.
Unless, now, bagpipes are loud. The only possible thing is they're too loud for a park.
Noise ordinance of some sort. She went up to him. This is him telling the story. She went up to him and took her phone's flashlight and got it about 2 inches from his eyes while he was playing the bagpipe to try to get him to stop.
She was very aggressive, yelling and screaming. Literally stuck it right in my face, blinding my eyes.
You know what he did? Kept on playing the bagpipes. He refused to stop playing.
He's that good.
He's that good. He kept playing the bagpipes. He says people really enjoy it. You know, he's playing bagpipes and they're walking their dog or whatever. Now, they are loud. I heard them.
Up close, they are loud.
They're very loud. And then his wife started filming.
The Piper's wife?
Her. Yeah, he started. She started filming the attack.
The Karen.
The Karen.
As she was walking, she was videoing behind her. And this big guy and the woman were chasing after her.
The big guy was the husband. She went and got her husband to chase after.
I always love the what I call the phone off.
Yeah.
Where people start recording each other. Yeah. Because you always say, oh, you're going to record me?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll record you, huh? Oh, you're recording me too, huh?
That's right. Yeah.
Record me.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, this gentleman is not from this country, as you can tell. He's relocated here, I guess, from...
I can't tell if he's Scottish or Irish.
Scotland, I believe.
Yeah.
And he said, you just can't do it.
You can't have people so disrespectful and attacking for no reason at all.
Now, my wife and I are going to be in the minority on this, but both of us are like, good for her. I can't stand.
Silence the pipes.
I can't stand bagpipe music.
Well, that's the thing is it highly annoying? Yes. Yeah.
But you can't
attack someone over it.
Well, but can you say, you're bothering me. I'm trying to sit here and have a picnic. You know, you're playing. It's an interesting legal question because it's loud. I mean, it's really loud. So if you're trying to sit on a park bench and you don't want it, who's in the right here?
But the thing is, if there's no ordinance in the park saying...
There might be loud music, noise ordinance, or you probably can't bring a boombox or...
That's what I was thinking.
Have an electric guitar concert.
Yeah. So she went after him, and they called her a Karen. And I thought to myself,
I am a Karen. She is me, and I am she.
There's a comedian.
But you would never get in anyone's face.
No, I wouldn't get in her face. I would just say, please stop.
Yes.
Stop.
Please.
I'm playing.